This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy fighting was reported in Gaza on Friday as Israel's military resumed combat operations against Hamas. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
This air raid siren booming across southern Israel early on Friday signaled the end of 7 days of quiet. It sounded as a rocket flew towards Israel, said by its forces to be fired from Gaza, in the hour before the extended truce with Hamas was set to expire. The Israeli military said it intercepted projectiles and accused the Palestinian militant group of violating their truce. And so, it said, it resumed combat, with the ceasefire ending at 7 a.m. local time. Smoke was seen over Gaza as heavy fighting was reported.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao, the cousin of a hostage still held in Gaza, said she was concerned for his safety and called for his release on Friday as fighting between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas resumed. In Balzac said her cousin Tal Shaham is still missing, but six of her family members were released this past week.
They all come back a few days ago, the family and the grandmother and of course, the kids, the Naven Yehel. But the family will never be complete without Tal.
Also on Friday, friends, families, and supporters gathered in a Tel Aviv plaza to pray for hostages. The New York Times is reporting Israel knew about Hamas battle plans to attack southern Israel over a year before the October 7th operation took place, but dismissed them as aspirational. The Times said Friday Israeli officials were in possession of a 40-page battle plan that detailed a hypothetical Hamas attack on southern Israel.